So that's very important for us to get out to all of our travelers. You can register for the Hawaii Safe Travels Program on your own, but we had over 100 people yesterday that showed up at the Feleti Barstow Library to get assistance to register, because a lot of people also don't have emails, and you need that for the registration. So my staff was at the Feleti Barstow Library yesterday helping people set up, create new email accounts, and also register and create accounts on the Department of Hawaii, Department of Health in Hawaii's Safe Travels Program. That is mandatory. It's a huge fine. They have to arrive into Honolulu having already registered on the system. And if they don't, if they're not registered, they're subject to a $2,000 fine.
No.
So we will be vetting the list today. If we find that there are people who have not yet registered, we'll be calling out to our patients and passengers to help them make sure that their arrival in Honolulu goes smoothly. On the Monday check-in and departure, we will be there with envelopes. Every single passenger has to carry with them and on them while in Hawaii the full quarantine exemption letter from the governor, from the government of Hawaii. So because that allows them to bypass the quarantine so long as they're going to their medical appointments and the purpose for which they're traveling.